This is KUT. Right now, Texas doesn't provide funding for high school dropout recovery programs if a student is 26 years or older. But a new charter school pilot program in Austin is hoping to offer some older students a path towards a diploma. Goodwill Industries has gotten state funding to open a new charter school for students ages 19 to 50. It's modeled off the nonprofit's charter schools in Indiana. KUT's Kate McGee takes us to the school in Northeast Austin.
When Georgina Hudson dropped out of high school in Louisiana at 16, she could barely read.
I was in special ed. I didn't know how to read then, but when you're in special ed, they boost you up. They kind of like skip you. Normally, that's what they do.
Hudson became a certified welder.
I wanted to pick a lot of other things, but I picked that because it was hands-on. It didn't require reading. It didn't require a whole lot of reading.
5 years later, she moved to Austin. Shortly after that, she found out she was pregnant. After her son Gabriel was born, she tried to get her GED and improve her reading skills while also working various jobs. Then her son was diagnosed with epilepsy and speech delays. She had to stop working on her GED to take care of him.
I was mostly saying why. You know, when someone died in your family that's close, you say why. So I was mostly saying why I'm single and why this and that.
Hudson is 36 now, too old to qualify for traditional dropout recovery programs. Then she learned about a new charter school through her job at Goodwill. The thought of getting a high school diploma caught her attention.
When you're a grown woman or a grown man, and you don't have your high school diploma, you feel embarrassed. And sometimes the words that you don't know, you don't even want your kids to know. That mama don't know how to read, or daddy don't know how to read, or daddy can't help you.
I've been handing out a small text about the progressive precedents.
At the Goodwill Excel Center, most of the 150 students are in their late 20s, but some are as old as 50. Many students are readjusting to academic life through remedial online courses, but Tracy Berry with Goodwill Central Texas says 80% of their classes are in-person instruction.
Most dropout recovery schools, you sit in front of the computer and you don't have a lot of teacher-led instruction. We flip that.
Last legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill that provides state funding for the charter. Goodwill was chosen to run the program and put more than $1 million toward the school. Students are expected to earn their diploma and a trade certification.
I tell the students is we're not just handing out diplomas.
That's Billy Hardin, the head of the school.
We're challenging these students to walk out of this building with skills. The GED is probably more of a significance of I can pass a test and demonstrate some skill levels that I have. We want to do more here.
Students are assigned a life coach who help overcome issues like health, transportation, or childcare. Raised by two high school dropouts, Hardin says he knows how hard it can be to make ends meet without that diploma.
I could see my parents, and I see my parents, and some of these students, I see me and I see my parents, and that, and I tell them, if I can come out of that struggle, and my parents can come out of that struggle, then I know you can do the same.
Student Georgina Hudson eventually wants to open her own business, but right now, life is still a balancing act. She wakes up at 5 a.m. to go to work. She goes to class in the afternoon. Then she spends the evening studying with her son Gabriel. She says he's a self-motivated student.
But sometime to get to the kids, we have to be able to help the parents. And if you can't help the parents, then the kids still going to go under the radar, and they're going to be lost because the parents is the one that kind of hold the key to be able to teach them.
Tracy Berry with Goodwill says this school is an investment in the lives of their students and their students' families.
We know that a child of a dropout is 50% as likely to drop out. That goes down to 5% with a high school diploma. And so just the choice that individuals are making, especially when they have children to come back, that's just really changing, again, not only the trajectory of their lives, but of their families.
Goodwill is hoping to open a second charter school for students ages 19 to 26. They're presenting their charter application to the State Board of Education later this month. Kate McGee, KUT News.